Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are joining us from. I want to greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us at the cross, for us to have the access of the kingdom of God. So we are so grateful to be here today, to be alive, to share the word of God, where we explore and reveal the truth of God, so that we will be able to walk in the way which God wants us to walk. So I want to welcome you for being here, and just thanking God that we are all able to be in this platform to hear the word of God. It's very important. The Bible says, "Men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God." So it's very important that we nourish our souls with the word which comes from the mouth of God. What God speaks, He speaks through His word. So it's important to hear what God says to us on a daily basis, and that we may be able to walk in His ways. It's very, very important. So I want to extend a very warm welcome to every one of you who have joined us, who are going to watch this live stream. So we thank God for that. I think it's very important to be grateful in life, just being grateful about that God which gives. Most of the time, our mind, we always like think about the things which we don't have, but I think it's very important that we take some time to appreciate that which we have. Whatever it is you have, just appreciate God for it, because someone out there may not actually have what you have. So it's very important that we adopt this just spirit of just appreciation. The Bible says, "Be joyful." I repeat it, be joyful. So being joyful is very, very important. And I've explained before that joy is something which is internal. You are the one who make a decision on whether to be joyful or not, whether whatever it is that you may experience. But you are the only person who can actually control your joy. So it's very important that, it's according to the word of God, says, "Be joyful." The fact that God has just given you that time to be alive is just very, very important. So it's just a word just I wanted to share with you, that just be joyful in life and be grateful. So we thank God for that. So on today, as we continue to reveal the truth of God, and as we continue to explore the ways we can empower ourselves in understanding the word of God and actually getting into doing what God wants us to do, I think it's very important, and it's very important for you as a person to follow the journey, and also your own journey, and see how you are implementing that which God said you need to do in your own life. Because it's very important that we take note that if God is giving you chance to live, then therefore you actually have to be using the time wisely. Very, very important. And on this day, as well as the world celebrate the mothers, I want to extend my wishes to all the mothers in the world. They do a great job. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to everyone who is a mother. They do such a wonderful job. So it's very, very important to appreciate once again. For those who look after us, if we are still young, or even if we are old, just having a mother is something which is wonderful. So you do a great job, your mother, so we really want to thank God for you. So we thank God. Going back to our word today, we want to continue to explore. If you follow what we've been saying, it's all about application, application, application. So applying the word of God, applying what the word of God says to you, so you are able then to do what God wants you to do. It's very, very important. So today, what we are going to talk about, a word, and then I want to, there's something very important I have understood, especially throughout our series we've been going through, and then there's something which I have been inspired to talk about today. But last week we were talking about, the Word of God, when Jesus was talking about, you know, there's no one who will build the house without counting the cost. And so we learned about how we have to count the cost of following Jesus. It's very important. And what I want us to concentrate on today is really to understand one thing. See, if the word is being spoken, or let's say if God is speaking to us through the word, Jesus Christ through the word, he speaks to us. But what I want us to understand is that if the word is coming to us, it's not the word only so we can just make comments about the word and then maybe just go back or come back again the following week to hear the word, whatever church you go to, or whatever it is that you do during the week, to whether you spend some time listening to God through the word, or whether you're actually reading the word. There's one thing I need you to understand. The one thing I need you to understand is this. The word of God teaches us to become. And I will explain to you. And it was very interesting when I was just looking into this. You see, when God is speaking to us, he is not speaking to us so we can hear how interesting what he has to say to us. When you are reading the Bible, we are not reading the Bible so we can find how interesting the Proverbs are, or find out how interesting, you know, the mighty men of God moved with God and or God inspired them. But actually, when you are reading the Bible, what you really need to understand is that is telling you to become. So it's very important. So becoming is actually like a transformation. So I know many people hear the word and they forget about it. We come back again, we hear the word of God. We come back again, we hear the word of God. The cycle continues. But as long as you don't realize that the word of God is to teach you to become, as long as you have not got that understanding, it is going to be difficult, because you still hear the word of God and you still read the word of God, but it's not making any transformation. So becoming, it's like a transformation. So when you look at the word transformation, it's like an extreme radical change. So extreme radical change, you're going from a certain direction, then you are transformed, you are changing the direction, you are going to a different direction. So as long as we don't understand the word from that perspective, we'll hear the word of God for 20 years, for 30 years, but sometimes it will not have any transformational value into our life. So becoming is very important. Why? Becoming, it means that you are in a journey. You are traveling. You are moving from one point to another. You are becoming. You are being transformed. So whatever it is that you are... Okay, let's think about the gadget you are using to listen to this word. You are using a phone. But let me tell you that the phone did not just come from just being a phone. But it was raw materials which were transformed to become a phone. So there was a transformation. There was something which had to happen for those raw materials to become a phone, or whatever it is, the device you are using. So in the same way, the word of God teaches us to become something, to transform from one level to another, to move from one point to another. So the word of God is helping us to transform us. So when God speaks to us, you have to be prepared to transform. You see, that the word of God changes us from one level to another. But that's if we have given ourselves to the word, so that the word can transform us. So the transformation by the word of God help us from moving from one level to another. That's why you see sometimes, even we believe in God, even if we believe in Jesus, even if we, but we find certain things very difficult to do simply because I have not used the word of God to implement it in whatever it is that I want to do. Remember, the Bible says the word did not help them because they did not receive it with faith. So, which means sometimes the word can be separate there, and our life can be separate, and faith can be separate. But if we combine, see, the word of God with the faith, then it means that we believe in the word, that the word can transform us to another level. You see, the word can take us from one level to another. You see, so when the word of God is, because it's the word of God, because it's written, because it's declared, you see, it's declared, it's not going to change, it's declared already, but it calls you now for yourself as an individual to see if God has declared, you see, so who is going to change what God has said? Now, so it's about you yourself as an individual. How are you going to use the word of God to become something? So how are you going to use the word of God to become something? And very interesting, and this is very, very interesting. Now, when I wanted to understand becoming, then I realized that the former president of the former president's wife of America, President Barack Obama, his wife wrote a book called Become, or Becoming, I think it's Becoming. So I haven't read it myself, but I understand that she moved from one level to another until she became the wife of the president of America. But that's not my issue. But my issue is, I think there is a way we need to understand that you take certain steps to become something. You have to use the resources you have to become something. So in other words, you have to use the word of God to become what the word says. So it doesn't happen by only saying that I'm listening to the word of God, so God will touch me with the heavenly touch, and then I'll be different. So you become something by implementing what the word of God says. Very important. So you can be in the church for 20 years, 30 years, it may not make a difference. You can be praying every day, it may not make a difference. But when you understand that the word is for me to become something, then that's something which is going to be different. The Bible says in the book of Joshua, God was speaking to Joshua, he said, be determined. So when we explored the word determination, we found this to make a decision, and you don't go back from that decision. You make a solid decision. You stand by a decision. You keep on going. So why did God say be determined to Joshua? He knew definitely Joshua was going to engage in challenges. He was going to get into warfare. He was going to engage in battles. So God says be determined. You understand? So he had to become a determined person. He had to become something he was not before. He had to move from one level to another. He had to move from someone who's not determined to someone who's determined. So I'm sure you understand what I'm saying now. So you move from one level to another. You move from one place to the other. So you are here. You want to get there. So what happens in between here, that's the transformation. And that's what the word of God can do when you allow the word of God to do it. You see, when you allow the word of God to transform you, certainly it transforms you. But then the problem is that many people, you see, when they are engaged in something, they draw back or they move back. That's why the Bible, which I've always explained, that when God was rescuing the children of Israel from the land of captivity, the Bible tells us that although there was a very straightforward way where God could just say, move them out of the land of captivity. But the Bible says that in the book of Exodus, he moved them from Egypt using a winding rod so that they will not come back when they face a fight or face a battle. So that on its own tells us that, you know, whatever it is, what we need to do, no matter in your personal life or whatever, we have to have that characteristic of being determined to do something and to go through whatever it is, maybe a challenging situation. So today I want to talk about becoming. So becoming is transformational. So we want to look at it in the light of whatever it is that we are talking about. Because from the beginning, remember, I'll go back from the beginning, we're saying that how can we be Christians? How can we follow God? How can we be the people who God wants us to be? And we looked at quite a lot of things. We looked at humbleness. We looked at, you know, once you're humble, you're able to surrender. We looked at the you know, the commitment last week. We looked at quite a lot of things. But for us to be able to put all those things, even if we are since we are still even still going through the teachings, I wanted us to understand that you know, it is about becoming. That's very, very important. And the last week I gave an example that we learn something not to be able to recite it back to our teacher. We learn something not to be able to say that, oh, I've got a lot of knowledge about this. But we learn something to become someone. We learn something to become someone. We learn something, we implement what we have learned, so we become someone who is now different from the one before. That's why people go to universities, they go and do certain courses so that they are able then to implement whatever it is that they have learned to become someone different. You see, to become someone different, that's very, very important. So becoming becomes a very big issue. Transformational, the transformational of the Word of God, the way it transforms us, becomes so important. And how do we allow the Word of God to transform us? Remember, we're talking about surrendering. When we surrender our hearts unto God, there's something which will start to happen. You see, so today we want to read the Word of God, and it's very interesting. It's going to be very it's very interesting to hear. But I want us to understand mostly that whatever it is that we learn, whatever it is, no matter how long we have been in the ministry, no matter how long we've been hearing the Word, but becoming is very important. Because to become something, you're going to have to follow certain steps for you to become all that someone. It's very, very important. It is very, very important. Now, so we're going to read the Word of God today, and I'm going to make also a few references of the things which we have already spoken. But let us read the Bible from So we are going to read the Bible from the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, and I want to read verse 21. So 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 19 to 21. So we're going to read, and I'm sure there are a lot of translations, but I'm just going to read this. Good news, it says, the call of Elisha, verse 19, so that's 19, chapter 19, verse 19 of 1 Kings. Okay, it says, Elijah left and found Elisha plowing with a team of oxen. There were 11 teams ahead of him, and he was plowing with the last one. Elijah took off his cloak and put on Elisha. Elisha then left his oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, and then I will go with you." Elijah answered, "All right, go back. I am not stopping you." Then Elisha went to his team of oxen, killed them, and cooked the meat using the yoke as fuel for the fire. He gave the meat to the people, and they ate it. Then he went and followed Elijah as his helper. Wow, I think this is extraordinary. I really think this is extraordinary. So we want to look at this from a point of view of someone who is being transformed or becoming something. So here we hear Elijah, the prophet, and he goes to this place, and he comes across Elisha. Elisha is actually plowing with quite, it says 12 oxen, and then he took his cloak and put it on him, and then he just left. He kept on going. So Elisha followed him, and then he said to him, "I am going to, give me some time. I'm gonna kiss my parents, and then I'll come and follow you." He goes on, and then slaughtered the cattle, and then using the yoke as the fuel, and then he gave other translation. I think he gave them the meat to the community, and then he left, and he started following Elijah. What a story. So anyway, so what I wanted to focus more is about, like what I said, becoming. So you see, the Bible, in the book where Jesus was speaking to the people, he said, you know, there is no one who will build a house without counting the cost. So meaning that, you know, when someone is building the house, they have to, you know, calculate the cost first and find out whether they're able to be able to build the house. So here in this story, it's a very extraordinary story. You know, the Bible says that Elijah puts the cloak on Elisha. Other translation says the mantle. But it doesn't explain much in terms of what was there. But as we know, or as we all know, that Elijah was the prophet of God, or Elijah was a man sent by God, which means that there was something very important about his cloak. There was something extraordinary about, you know, what happened when the cloak was put on Elisha. But what I want us to understand is that whatever it is that was put on him became a transformational, thing to the life of Elisha. It kind of transformed his life. His life was never the same again. Now, we have to understand that the word of God, when we hear it, or the word of God when we read it, it has to get to us in a way which is transformational. So when we hear the word of God as a story, when we read the word of God as a story, when the word of God is being read like it's just a story which happened so many years ago, it will not transform us in any way. But when the word of God is spoken to us, or when we understand that the word of God is actually speaking to me in a way, it means that the value of the word of God is going to be transformational. When the value of the word of God becomes transformational, it means that the way it touches me, I'm never going to be the same again. In the same way, when Jesus approached the disciples, he says, "Come, follow me." It becomes transformational in the sense that their life never became the same again. Something really happened that it changed their life forever. But you and me, here we are, we hear the word of God every day. We have to understand that the word of God has got the power and authority to transform us if we have given ourselves to it. Now, let me say to you, I really believe that within Elisha himself, it's not written, but I believe within Elisha himself, he felt the urgency to do something. He felt something has actually happened. And let me actually say to you that he would have even chosen not to follow whatever it is that was happening. Sometimes things happen in a supernatural way and we resist whatever it is that's happening to us. If God is transforming us, and I know other people, maybe God visit them and God wants to speak to them, but sometimes we offer the resistance until God comes second time, third time, or fourth time. But my point I'm making to you today is that whatever it is that happened in the process was of a transformation of value. Now, the Word of God can do the same, but we're going to just have to give ourselves to God so that he can transform us to that level which he wants to transform us. So as soon as the clock was given, the mind, remember, this is a man who was actually plowing, and this is a man who had woken up in the morning and is actually going to do his work. And remember, this man, I believe, he's actually have people around him who, you know, probably was going to be difficult for him to say goodbye. For example, he has his mother and father, but he needed to go and say goodbye to them. My point I am saying to you is that sometimes the Word of God has got a transformational value, which sometimes we choose to ignore. Sometimes when God is speaking to us, he speaks to us in a very authoritative way, but sometimes we choose to ignore. Sometimes even ourselves, we feel in our heart that God wants me to be doing something according to what he has said in his Word. But sometimes we resist to his Word. Or maybe even just let's take this very, very simple thing. Even if we know God has spoken to you and say that this is what we need to do, you may choose to ignore. So many people have not been transformed in their lives simply because they have not listened to the Word of God as an authority, as the Word has that authority over them. So we choose to resist the authority of God. We choose to resist whatever it is God is saying. Even sometimes God wants to use you as his vessel, maybe to heal people or whatever it is he may choose to do. But sometimes we resist that. So when we resist that, that transformation of nature of God becomes invalid to us simply because we have not given ourselves that we can be transformed. So this man was transformed. Remember, he was plowing, but when the clock was put on him, you know, in a split of a second or whatever it is time it was, things changed dramatically from someone who was plowing, from someone who was doing his daily chores, if you like, or his daily work, if you like, to someone who have now got rid of of all the cattle, have got rid of everything, and is now following God. So there's a transformational value to what God says to us. There's a transformational value to what even the people who are authorized, who are given authority by God to do his work, there is some transformational things which will start to happen when we believe and understand and actually engage in the process. So becoming is a process where there are certain steps you follow to become someone, to become something, to become someone different, become something different. It's not all about just listening to what God is saying and then just go home and you think God is going to transform you. Now, the Bible here says when Elisha did all what he did, he went on to become Elijah's helper. He went on to become Elijah's helper. He was then transformed from a mere human being who was just doing his daily work at his home to be someone who was working under the authority of Elijah, who was a known prophet in that area. You see, so the word of God, even today's life, can be transformational in that sense. But many of us choose to ignore. Many of us choose to ignore even what God says to us, even through the messengers of God. We resist the transformation. So we resist what God is saying. So we resist to become something. See, Elisha became the helper of Elijah. But as we know, Elisha became a very powerful man in the eyes of God. But it all started by a very transformational way which God approached him and he accepted. So there are many things, or there are many times where we could actually do greater things in the eyes of God. But that's only when we have allowed the transformational nature of God to take his course. That's only when you've allowed God to transform us to another level. So my point I am saying to you today, becoming is very important. Becoming, it's like it transforms us from who we were to someone who is now different. Remember, the Bible says, in the book of John, be in me, then I in you. It's a transformation. It's a change. So you become something. Because the Bible then says, then whatever it is that you ask for, I'll grant you. It means you have become someone who walks with Jesus. You become someone who Jesus lives in. You become someone different. You become something different. So many people, they live a life where they are just themselves. Nothing to do with God, because they've not allowed God to transform them to another level. You see, the disciples chose to follow Jesus, and I believe, and I can actually say to you today, that Jesus was one of the great transformational leaders in all time, because all those people followed Jesus. But my point is, the disciples followed Jesus, when he said, come, follow me. They didn't resist. They didn't resist. They didn't argue. They didn't say, I'm going to do this, give me some time, whatever. But they understood the value of what Jesus had to say. So they were transformed in a way. So my point I am saying to you, here you are at point A, and you want to go to point B. Whatever happens in between is that you are going to get into your car, you are going to start your car, you are going to move your car, you are going to drive your car. Whatever it is that you are going to face in between, you're going to overcome them to be able to get to point B. So my point is that transform. The word of God is such where that's the journey between, when we implement what God is actually telling us, when we do what God is actually telling us, it means that that's the process. So we can become someone different. So we can become, that which God wants us to be. So, but many people want to quote the verse in the Bible in isolation, where the verse may not make any sense, because God, the Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter 19 verse 5, the Bible says, if you faithfully, so if you hear my obey my voice, if you follow the terms of my covenant, among other nations you will be my treasured possessions. But if we are only going to quote the part of it, it means that we are losing out the context. So my point is that let us understand what God is saying to us. Let us use his word to transform us. Remember, by the way, whatever God has said, whatever God has declared, it is what it means. If God has declared this, that's exactly what he means. If God's word says something, that's what the word means. It's up to us as people to able to, how can we fit in with what God said? Because his word has got the authority. His word, can transform us, but we may choose to ignore. Which is, that's the main problem with Christians nowadays. So we choose to ignore what God is saying, but we choose to continue just to come to church. So we choose to ignore the transformational power of the Word of God, but we still choose just to do what we want at any time we want to do what we want. So the Word of God starts to lose value in what it actually can do in our life. You see? So when we believe in what the Word of God says, see, when we believe that God is speaking to me, when I said to you already that Elisha, whatever it is that he faced, whatever it is the edge he found himself feeling or whatever, he would have ignored. But he followed, because whatever it is that was giving him the push or the edge to do, it was the authority of the power of God. And I said to you that many people experience such things, but many people resist. So the transformation does not happen because you resist the process. So you resist the process, the transformation does not happen. But when we engage in the process, the transformation will start to happen. So becoming is more to do with the process. Becoming is more to do with what we can do practically to be able to get to another level. So you start from one point, you engage in the process, you become someone. So that's why the Bible says, see, the those who hear the word and does not put the word of God into practice, they are like foolish builders, because the rains, great rains or strong rains and strong winds come and will destroy that house, will fall a great fall. But those who hear the word and put it into practice, they are like wise builders. You know, and heavy rains and heavy winds come, but they will still stand. You see, so the process of transformation, the process of moving from one point to another is very much a matter of choice. It's very much a matter of engaging in the process. It's very much a matter of giving yourself to say, here I am, Lord. Transform me to be the person you want me to be. Stop resisting. Because when you resist, then you are doing things in your own mind. But let God use you. Let God take you to another level. Let God transform you. Let God, you know, do what he wants to do in your own life. So Elisha left everything which he was doing. He even destroyed everything. And even he just burnt everything to give himself fully, to become someone different from how he was before. So transformation is very important. When you are transformed, you become what was not. When you are transformed, you become something new. When you are transformed, you become a different product. When you are transformed, you become something which has gone through the rigorous process which God used for you to become God's own, or someone who is accepted by God. You know, we resist what God says, leave us like this. But then the only problem we encounter every day will be the fact that we are trying to quote this verse to apply in our life. It doesn't. We are trying to quote this verse to apply in our life. It doesn't. Why? Because we have refused to go through the rigorous process which God used for you to become. Declare today that you want to become. Becoming is a transformational process. Becoming is a movement from one place to another, to become that which God wants you to be. To become something which is, or someone who has been molded by God in his own process. So the moment we resist, that's the moment God just leaves us and he goes to the next person who may agree or who may want to engage in the process of transformation. So I hope this word will help us to understand. So everything which God says, you have to do this, you have to walk in this way, is part of the transformation which God is using to transform you from one level or from one person to another, to become something different. Becoming is very important. Even at school, people are just people who are there at school or people at university, but they only become by engaging in the rigorous process and become doctors, become lawyers, become. Why? Because they have engaged in the process of transformation to become something different. Think about yourself. Maybe as an individual, as a reflection, as in the hindsight now, think about what we what God tells us, what God wants to engage us in, and we refuse. And we still want the same God, you know, to do certain things for us. Think about in the sense that we may have refused to engage in God's transformational mechanism to become something different. Becoming is my word today, to become. Yes, hearing the word of God, we can hear. Yes, reading the word of God, we can read it every day. But becoming is something different. It's much more than the theory of hearing the word. So becoming becomes the process where we then become someone different. The process of transformation to become someone different only happens in the process of engaging in the transformational process. I want us to understand that the Bible is a great book, but not a great book of stories, not a great book of just knowing things in theory, but a great book to transform us to be the people who God wants us to be. I am calling to everyone who is listening to me today, or those anyone who's going to hear the word, that if we want to become, we have to go through the process. If you want to become someone different, you have to engage in the process of change. When you are in the process of change, then you can become someone different. If you see that the challenges you are facing every day, and you're still facing the same challenges, and you can't go through, you can't overcome those challenges, maybe revisit the transformational approach God had used in your own life to change you to someone different, to be in a different level. Maybe revisit that and see whether you can engage in that process, because only then you become someone different. Becoming is very, very important. Jesus Christ died for us at the cross so that we ourselves are able to enter the kingdom of God or have our sins to be forgiven. But if the process had not happened, it means that we'll still be a condemned people. But the process of that change happened so that we ourselves become also, you know, part of the kingdom of God when we follow what he says. But my point I am making to you today is based on this man who allowed the change to happen to him. Sometimes even God touches us with his heavenly touch, but still we resist to engage in the process of change. There are so many things, and we can be great people as long as we have allowed the process of change in our lives. Now, I want you to focus, you know, like on a Wednesday cell group the other day, so Wednesday or Friday, I believe for Wednesday, I did explain to people that they understand what it is about the enemy. And I said to the people that the Bible, when you read the Bible, it says your enemy, the devil, is roaming and roaming around and rolling like a lion, looking for someone to devour. So everyone who reads the Bible says the same. And I said, we have got the same, and we've got the common enemy, who is the devil. But sometimes people engage in fights against each other. And people are always getting in disagreements with each other. And people fight, and people come in battles against each other. But we leave the enemy alone. We leave our common enemy alone. Our common enemy is the devil. He's our common enemy. So what you need to understand is that your brother, your sister, your whoever it is, a human being, is your partner to be able to fight the same enemy or the common enemy. You see, your focus and what you need to engage in is to see how I can engage in the process to become. You know, how can I engage in the process to become the child of God? You don't be the child of God only by saying that I'm a child of God. You have to go through the process to become the child of God. Remember, the Bible says, for those who accepted him, he gave them the power to be called the children of God. For those who accepted him, you know, he gave them the power to become. So it's a process. It's a transformational. You know, and I like the word of God, because the word of God goes on to say, you know, people not born of human being. People not born of human being, but born of God. So you see, it's a transformational. The person who was born by a human being is now being born again by God. Extraordinary. It's extraordinary. You see, so we have to allow the process of transformation to happen in our life to become someone different. The people who go to school, I've already mentioned, you go to college, you go to become someone. You see, you go to university, you do this, you become an architecture, you become a doctor, you become, you see. So even the children of God as well, we implement the word of God to become someone, to become powerful before God and overcome challenges and situations. So my word today is really very simple. Understand the word of God, not that is the word of God is just a theory. Or the word of God is just something. But we learn the word of God, we engage in the word of God, we engage in all the processes to become someone, to become someone different, to be transformed to another level. Very, very important, because otherwise we are just any ordinary people who are just attending church every Wednesday or every Sunday or every Saturday, whenever time you go to church. But when you become like what Elisha did, you become transformed to another level. See, when you allow God to touch you with a heavenly touch, when you allow God to do something in your life, you become someone different. You see, with Elisha, he understood nothing was of value anymore. He went on, he destroyed everything he had. He gave everyone, he even said goodbye to his parents. Why? Because he was being transformed to becoming someone different. So he was being transformed to become someone who he was not before. Because he became a great man, also working under, you know, the great prophet Elijah. And he became someone different. So becoming is a transformational issue. You become someone by being transformed from one level to another. You see, so that is my word really. And I want you to understand. And I know you have been hearing the word of God so many times. And I know you've been maybe in the church for I don't know, maybe you were even born in the household where you worship God every time. But think about the transformational power of the word of God. Think about becoming. Think about the very practical things which you should be able to do as a child of God. Think about the power of the word of God. Think about what God says. Because whatever God says is a declaration. Whatever he says, it stands. But how does it apply to you? That's what I'm talking about. It's a transformational process. You become something. You see. So that's my word really I wanted to share with you today. That in the process of learning all what we are learning in this series, and knowing God, understanding who God is, the relationship with God, power dynamics, and all those things which we were talking about, and being able to surrender, to be humble before God, and all those kind of things. They are a process of transforming us to become and to become something. I'll give you an example of the people who go to school and people who go to university or whatever. See, they all receive information and they all are being taught. But the way they transform themselves to be someone different is totally depend by individual. It's dependent on individual. So my point as an individual Christian yourself, start to think about things in this way. That myself as an individual, because sometimes we want to look at things as a group, things as a church, things as many people. But I want you to start to think things yourself as an individual. How can God transform you as an individual? How is it that God can transform you to another level as an individual? It's very, very important. Because at the end of the day, the life is yours. And the way you waste your Christian time, or the way you make use of Christian time, it's your own individual thing. But today, my word is for becoming. It's not about the family, it's not about whatever, but it's yourself as an individual. How do you become the child who God wants you to be? How can God transform you to be the person He wants you to be? How can you engage in the process where you become someone different? And we can be someone different in so many ways. But as long as you've allowed the process to transform you from one level to another, because definitely God uses people in so many different ways. And God wants you, you know, to engage in the process so that He can use you maybe in a different way. So that's my word, really. And I want to really emphasize the fact that the word of God has got authority. He has spoken it. It means that it says what it says. It's final. It's authoritative. That's the word of God. But it is about you yourself, whether you're going to submit to the word of God. What it says, whatever it is, what it says, whatever it says, the word of God to your life. But we're going to have to start to listen to the word of God and think about the word of God from the understanding that it has got a transformational nature. It is a word which can transform us to another level. I believe, let me think about this, I believe if Elisha, if someone had come to him and say, I want you to follow a certain man who was going to come or whatever. You may have resisted or the day before or whatever, but there's something supernatural, there's something which actually happened which helped him to transform. And I say it even to you as well. There are so many things where God maybe speaks to you through. There are many times where God actually ministers to you in a very strong way, but to change you to become someone. But sometimes we always want to ignore and we concentrate on whatever it is we are doing. But I want you to pay attention. At times, God wants to transform you to become someone different. But even besides that, I want you to make an effort. Becoming is more like very practical. It's a verb. You become someone, but through doing something, through engaging in the process, which God you know, does to you in a different way. We are all individuals. But my way today was really to explain the process of becoming and to give yourself before God to become who He wants you to be. And we gave a very good example of someone who became someone different by the mere transformation of how God touched him through the cloak which was being worn by the man of God. And he became someone different. He destroyed everything. He left everything and he started to follow. Because that's exactly what's our problem. See, Jesus, last time, when we were saying last week, he says, there's no one who holds on the plow and look back and is fit for the kingdom of God. You understand? So, which means this man never looked back. He never held the plow and looked back. He destroys everything. He says goodbye to my parents and he's actually going. So he was transformed in that way. And he became a great man in the eyes of people through the power of God. So my word today was really to encourage you to engage in the process when God is doing something in your life and is transforming you to another level, and He wants you to become. Greatness is only not achieved by listening, but greatness is through the process, the rigorous process which God does to people, so they become different. So may God bless you. May you continue to engage in the teachings, where we continue to explore what God wants us to understand and wants us to hear. But before I go, I want to go and pray for yourself and on your own. You know, sometimes, you see, that's what Jesus said the other time. He says, when you're praying, go into, you see, into your house, close the door, and just pray. Sometimes you want to, God to minister unto you, on your own. Just sometimes, just find yourself time with God. And God sometimes can speak to you in so many ways. You see, so my point is that even for the word, because every day you hear the word, why doesn't the word transform you to become the child who God wants you to be? So sometimes, you know, go and pray on yourself on your own, and put your life unto God, and start to becoming serious with the word of God and what God tells you on a daily basis through through the scriptures and through hearing what he says to you. It's very, very important, so that at least you take stock of your life and see if you have been 10 years in the ministry, whatever ministry you go to, or 20 years or whatever, but are you engaging in the process which God wants you to? Are you actually, is God ministering you into that in that process? Is God transforming you to be the child, you know, he wants you to be? You know, here's the thing. If God speaks and we still can listen, it means that we are still foreign in a way, and he's still speaking a language which we can't understand. So that's what I'm saying. Spend some time, pray for yourself, and, you know, engage in the process which God wants you to do. But my word today was really about being transformed. And we gave an example of a man who allowed the process to take its course and became great in the eyes of God, or in the eyes of people, through the power of God. So that's my word today. So may God bless you. May you continue to share the word. May you continue to join us, invite friends, do lives, watch with friends, so that other people can also be empowered with the word of God. It's all about empowering. It's all about you as an individual to be empowered by the word of God. You know, when you are empowered by the word of God, then you can overcome everything, because every solution and everything which is in the Bible comes up to help us in our day-to-day life as we live. So that's my word today. May God bless you. May you continue to pray for us as well, and also pray for the whole world, so that they can understand, they can know God, that he is above everything. So that's my word today. May God bless you. We trust that we will meet again. We put into God that God will allow us to meet again next week as we continue to reveal the truth about the word of God. May God bless you. May God continue to give you courage, power, and to be able to overcome challenges you face every day. Thank you very much for your listening, and may God bless you. Amen.